Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. In June, new work goes up on the walls of the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery with paintings of emerging Duluth artist Nissa Ellen Wick. Originally from East Central Minnesota, she's self-taught for the most part and inspired by the landscape of the Twin Ports, the North Shore, and of course, Lake Superior. Taking the leap to showing your work publicly is something that many artists grapple with. Nissa joins us in advance of her first art exhibit, opening at the Red Mug for the month of June with a reception on June 4th.
My name is Nissa Ellen Wick, and I generally do acrylic on canvas.
So you have your first show. Is that true? This is your first show going up at Red Mug Coffee House.
Yes, this is my first show. I normally just kind of do one here and there and I'll sell them. So doing a whole collection and a series was something new for me. So I had, I think, too much time to get ready almost. So I kind of procrastinated a little, but it's been really fun actually making one cohesive series.
Well, talk about your inspiration. Is, you know, some of the things that in your paintings that I've seen are just, you know, real daily objects. What is your inspiration in your work?
Well, I love just going around looking for inspiration. I mostly do cityscapes and I like to paint nature, and especially in Duluth, there's so much going on all the time. There's the lake, there's all the historic buildings and places to see. So I kind of am always gathering inspiration and ideas. Everywhere I go, I'm always taking pictures and I'm always trying to remember the shades of color I've seen. So that's really my inspiration, is just mostly nature and cityscapes.
What is kind of your theme and the angle of your show? Do you have a name for the show?
I haven't named it yet. I'm waiting till it's all complete to name it. I'm still working on some. But it's mostly local, like City of Duluth, City of Superior, mostly nature outside, flowers and cityscapes. The lake, of course, is a big inspiration, so I've done a lot of those.
Talk about the process.
Well, for me, it has always been kind of a meditative thing. It's something I do for stress relief, and it really just makes me happy to do it. I'm kind of more of a procrastinator when it comes to getting things done. But when I have ideas, I can't wait to get it down on paper in a sketch and to prepare for a painting. Or it's just really fun for me to create new things.
So do you like the process or the finished product better?
The process is fun because you can always change things, especially with acrylic paint. It's easy if you want to change something. You can just change it really easily, and that always creates a better finished product for me. I'm constantly changing my ideas and adding new colors. So,
well, talk about your background.
Well, ever since I was little, I've always loved to draw. I remember my mom telling me that my preschool teacher pulled them aside and said, "You need to get this girl some crayons because she's very detailed already in her drawings." I've never had any formal training. I would take art classes in high school, but mostly just self-taught, just things that I've just always been inspired to color and draw and paint. So,
how does it feel that somebody then might have a Nissa hanging on their wall?
That's really a cool feeling, knowing someone might take home something that I created.
You can join the opening celebration with Nissa Ellen Wick at the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery on Thursday, June 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, or under Programs, and listen to this episode again. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.